Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Yoma, Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Bet, at the final Mishnah of this, the seventh parak. So this is the final Mishnah depicting the Avodat Yom HaKippurim. Kohen Gadol Meshamesh Bishmona Kelim Vadiot Be'arba'ah, the summative piece about the garments. The Kohen Gadol regularly has 8 garments and a regular Kohen 4. What are the 4? Biktonim, Ichlasav, Mitznef, and Vavneit. Shirt, pants, a hat, and a belt. Sifalan Kohen Gadol Choshen, Veforu Mi'il, Vitzitz. The 4 that are added by the Kohen Gadol are the Choshen, which is the piece that goes in front of him, the Ephod, which is the apron in back of him, the Mi'il, the coat that goes over that, and, or under that, but over his Ketonet, and the Tzitz, which is worn on his head. Be'elu Nishalim Be'Rimitumim. If you want to do the oracle asking, via the Rimitumim, he has to be wearing these. Ve'elu Nishalim El Alamelech. It also has to be asked on behalf of the king. Or the head of the beitin, or somebody who is needed by the public. Tana Rabbanan. Toim Shanam Rabbah Hen Sheish. And those garments that are described as having Sheish, Chutan Kaful Shisha, it means a 6-ply thread. Moshe Zar is Shmone. The Mi'il is Shnei Masar. So the Moshe Zar is 8-ply. The Mi'il is 12-ply. Parochet is 24-ply. The Parochet is 24-ply. Choshen Ve'ifod is 28-ply. And the Choshen and the Ifod are 28-ply. Chutan Kaful Shisha Menalan. Let's go through all of these. How do we know that sheish means 6-ply? The makrav yasu atakuton at sheish, v'tam itzav at sheish, v'parayam ikbot sheish, v'tmichase abad sheish mozar. Alright, so now, chamisha kray aktivi, it says it's 5 times. Chav v'gufei, once for itself, tekitna nihavu. And that is sheish, meaning that it has to be, basically flax. V'chad shei chutan kaful shisha, one that has to be 6-ply, sheish. V'chad shu shizurin, one that has to be woven together. V'chad l'sharb ganim shlonu ben sheish, to apply it to other clothes that don't say sheish. V'chad l'akev, and the other time it's there to be ma'akev, and tell you it's pasul if not done properly. Now, my mashmanai sheish kitnahu, let's start with the first one. You're saying one of the mentions tells you that it's linen. How do I know that sheish is linen? V'yosu rabbi chanin amar kra bad, because it's bad bevad yeh. Davar ha'olev in a karka bad bad. It has to be something that comes out of the ground one stem at a time. Ema Amra, so maybe it's wool that comes out of the lamb one strand at a time. Amra, Yiftzuli Miftzala, the answer, it splits. Kitnanam Yiftzuli Miftzil, linen also splits. And the Kitnagav Glukute Maftzil. That only splits when you hit on it. Ravina Amra, when you touch it or hit the top. But wool naturally frizzes out. Ravina Amra Mehacha, he has a different pasuk. Pa'are Pishtim Yu Al Rosham, this is in Yechezkel. What does that mean? You see that they are made out of pishtim, out of linen. So how do we know it before Yechezkel came along? Now, the Isur of an Arel, we saw this in Pesachim, participating in Korbanot, we are only in Yechezkel. Coming out Yechezkel on Amra. So how do we know it before Yechezkel? The answer is the Gemara Tigmirilah, but Yechezkel has Machakra. We had a tradition that an RL can't do Avoda. Yechezkel put in a pasuk. Same thing. We knew that that sheish meant linen, and Yechezkel put in a pasuk calling it pishtim. All right. Next thing is Moshe Zar is Shmona. We said that's 8. Menalan. How do we know Moshe Zar is 8? By the way, the rest of the drashot on sheish are not our concern here. Menalan dechtiv asu al shulei mi'il ribonei tcheir v'agaman tolat shani Moshe Zar. Yoliv Moshe Zar mazar miparochet, we learn from the parochet. Malan asim v'arba, afkan asim v'arba. So just like the parochet, as we'll see later, is 24-ply. Same thing here. V'kol chad v'chad t'mani, and there's 3 things that go into it, therefore each one is 8. I mean, it's 3 times 8 is 24. Why don't you then learn Moshzar from the Choshen and say it's 28? Because there's no Zahav in the Parochet. That's where the extra 4 come in because of the Zahav. What? You should infer Moshzar from the Choshen Eifod, which are Begadim, as opposed to the Parochet, which is not a Beged to Oelu. It's a curtain, it's a tent. El Danin me Avnate, the answer is the Avnate is a model. Danin Beged v'davar shalom amar v'zahav, and Beged v'davar shalom amar v'zahav. Avnate is a garment, there's no zahav, and it's 24. And it's 8-ply. V'ein danin davar shein bo zahav, davar sheish bo zahav. And we can't learn it from the Choshen with his gold. About the Choshen, it says, this is the one that's made this way and no other, which means you do not infer from the Choshen, not just because of the Zahav, but because Choshen is unique. Masha Marvi Asita Aktiv, Shiu Kol Asiyot Shavot, Ve'echi Navi, Navi Tlata De Asara Asara, Havala Tlati. We can't make three of them out of 10 ply, because they have 30, and they're not the same. Navi traded Tisha, Tisha V'chad Asara, how would you make 28 out of 3? You can't make 3 tens, because that's 30. You can't make 2 nines and a 10, because they have a kravasita, you call us yotav shavot, we said they have to be equal. Therefore, it must be the 24, that we have 3 eights. Mi'il shtema samanalan, how do we know the mi'il is 12 ply? Dichtiv asitat mi'il ha'ifod, kalil techelet. What does that mean? V'yalif techelet techelet miparochet. Malam shishav kan shishav. The parochet is 6 ply of each type. And so the mi'il, being 2 types, is going to be 12. The bells at the bottom are 8. The answer is Mi'il and the Parochet are a Kli, as opposed to these which are appurtenances to the Kli. The opposite, we should infer the Mi'il from the bottom of the Mi'il, as opposed to something else. That's what we said at the end of the bright tub. The second bright that we brought, that the third mention of Shesh is there to tell me even other garments that don't say Shesh are 6 ply. Alright, Parochet is 24 ply. The Parochet is 24 ply, or Ba'ad Ashita Shita, 4 times 6. Lo Dina Velo Dayana. Which means, essentially, there's nothing to discuss because we know that we have four different types, and each one of them is 6 ply, so 4 times 6 is 24, that's very easy. Choshen Reifor 28, we said the Choshen Reifor 28 ply, Menalan, Dichtiv, Asita Choshen Mishpat Masei Choshev, Kmasei Fota Senu, so the Choshen Reifor to be the same, Zahav Tchet Vargaman, Tolat Shani Vesheish Mozar, so that means, Arba'ad Shita Shita, so, four of them, the four have to be 6 ply each. That's Esvin V'arba. And then Zahav, Arba'a. The Zahav is another 4. Hasin Utmani, that's if 28. Maybe the Zahav is 6 also. In other words, why are we saying 4 of them are 6 ply and this one's 4 ply? So we have a special pasuk that tells us that the gold is 4. Navid arba'a de trey trey havalu tmanya. Navid trey de trey trey u trey de chad chad. V'yasita shukol esiotav shavot. Since they all have to be the same, therefore you have to make 4 of gold. Rafa Mavuda. Now makarea big day kuna loke. If you tear big day kuna intentionally, you get makot. Shnemar lo yikarea. Shouldn't be torn. Now that's really the description of how well it should be made. Maybe the Torah is just telling you, make a hem so it wouldn't be torn. Miktiv shelo yikarea. It says vilo yikarea. I mean, it shouldn't be torn. These are two parallel things. If you disconnect the choshen from the ephod, or you take the staves out of the aron, you get makosh. Lo yizach and lo yasuru. And again, these are descriptions of how things should be set up so that they won't move. And the Torah is just saying, make it strong so that it won't fall. The answer is, Miktiv shelo yizach v'shelo yasur. It doesn't say that it won't fall. It says, it shall not fall. Means you're not allowed to. The Torah says that the stave should be sitting in the rings. Then it says, put the staves in the tabot. When you take the thing apart, they don't come out. I think you put them in and out. They should always be there. In other words, that you can move them a little bit, but you can't take them totally out of the rings. And when you're moving and taking it apart, they move a little bit, and then you put them back in. But they never leave fully. Why is the acacia wood called Atzei Shittim Omdim? It's used for the krashim. Shomdim derek dilatan. They stand the way that they grew. The rachei omdim shema amidin et sipuyan. That they keep the plating that's on them standing. I might think that they are gone after all the Mishkan is long gone. In some sense, they are here forever. The garments are l'shreit bakodesh. It means that that's what that ensures that there will always be a remnant of Israel. He said, why are they called Bigdei Srad? He said, Bigdei Kuhuna are things that are woven unlike regular clothes, but like made like a almost like a round curtain that doesn't need any stitching, and you leave a little bit out, and therefore they're called Bigdei Srad, like clothes of a remnant. They're not stitched, they're woven. Yes, but the sleeves are stitched. It's woven by itself, but then it has to be stitched on, and it goes all the way up until the palm, to the wrist. I'm Rachbam Rabbi Yehuda. Shalosh arnot asa betzalel. Betzalel made three arnot. Emtzai shel etz tisha. The inside one, which was eight, was nine tfachim. Pnimi shel zahav shmona. Inside of that, the gold one was eight. Chitzon asra masha. The outside one was gold, was 10 and a little bit. Tanya chadasar masha. We have a bright says the outside one was 11 and something. Okash akamandamar yesh bov yo tefach. Akamandamar en bov tefach. If it's a tefach thick, then you need to add that. My mashu, so what's the little bit? Zer, the crown. Rabbi Yochanan shlosha zerim hen. There's three crowns. Shemizbeach, v'shel aron, v'shel shulchan. The Mizbeach has a crown around it, the aron does, and the shulchan. Shemizbeach zacha aron v'talo. The Mizbeach belongs to Aharon. Shel shulchan zacha Davidun v'talo. That's greatness, that's David. Shel aron adayin munachu. That's there for anybody. Kol tzadikach, yavo v'yikach, shematma pachotu. You might think that that's the least one, because anyone can take it. The crown of Torah. Rabim lachim yilochu. Through me, Torah says, Pasuk and Mishlei, kings rule. So is the crown called a zar or a zer? So the answer is zacha na seit lo zer. If you merit, then it becomes your crown. Lo zacha na zarai menu. If not, then it becomes foreign to you. So who makes the aron? You should make it, or they shall make it. So the idea is that people should work on behalf of the Talmid Chacham who's representing the Aron. What's that? The drasha that it should be plated on the inside and the outside. If a Talmid Chacham is inside as is his outside, meaning his appearance doesn't reflect his reality, ain't no Talmid Chacham. Right? He has to be gold plated inside and outside. Somebody like that is called abomination to God. Somebody who doesn't behave properly in his private life is rejected by God. Why does this fool have money to buy wisdom, but he has no heart? Woe to those Talmidei Chachamim. That's what they're called when they're not good. Sonen shel Talmidei Chachamim. Study Torah ain't ben yirat shamayim, and have no fear of heaven. Machir zobiyane. Chaval de late le darta v'tara le darte avid. Woe to somebody who does not have a chatzer, and he makes a shar for the chatzer. Meaning he doesn't have yirat shamayim, and he's building his Torah. Please, don't inherit two Gehenoms, right? Which is that if you're not studying Torah because you're at Shemayim, then in this world you're working for Torah and you don't gain anything. In the next world, you're not going to gain anything either. Sam in the rabbinic sense of a drug. So if the Torah is right, it's a drug of life, an elixir. Lo zachana set lo sam mita, it's a poison. Hanam Rava du'uman la, Sama de chaya, de lo umana, sama de mota. So Torah can be an elixir of life or a poison, depending how you deal with it. Rav Shmuel Nachmani, Rabbi Yonatan Rami, my teacher Rabbi Yonatan, brought a contradiction. That God's Torah is straight and elates you. God's words are very tight and sharp. So if you're zocha, then in Torah it makes you happy. If not, then it sort of fires you like a crucible. You get it in the pasuk itself. If you're zocha, it refines you and distills you like a crucible. If not, then it burns you up. So we continue in Tehillim Yotet. God's fear is pure. It stands forever. So referring to somebody who studies Torah v'tahara. Mayhin osei isha v'chakach lomei Torah. Somebody who first marries, then he studies. So he's not straying. The Torah will testify about those who study it. Now back to the description of the Bigdei Kuna. Masei rokeim and masei choshev. What's that? That they would weave it in the place where they would think it out, which means they would first make a design and then weave it there. Masei rokeim is done with a stitching, therefore you have one image of the kruvim, and choshev masei oreg lefichach shnei partsufot. But when it's Masei Choshev, that's something that's very brilliantly designed, so that you have the images of the Kruvim on both sides of that parochet. Okay, we'll stop at this point. We'll pick it up with the last podcast in this parak. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.